Systemic teaching about Christian life. Subject of this audio: the Gospel of the Grace of God. Chapter 9. Grace as a New Way of Being Taught. In the previous chapter, we mentioned that the person who receives the grace of God also receives, by the same grace, a new position and a new condition of life regarding the grace that is in the Lord. When a person receives the grace of God, one also receives, by the same grace, the position of being redeemed in the Lord and the condition of new creature in Christ, where old things have passed, and the new is indeed new. Thus, a new position and a new condition of life also imply the possibility of living with a set of new, different, unusual, or unknown aspects, which, in turn, brings up the need of becoming acquainted with this new situation of life or the necessity of learning how to live in it. Once an individual receives the grace of God in his or her life, various things that change, and many others that are made available to him or her, need to be known specifically or more deeply so that one learns to live with grace and through the grace that so widely becomes available to him or her in the Lord. Although the grace of God is freely given to those who want to receive it, the action of sharing and the continuance of the granting of grace follow some criteria firmly established by the Lord, which, therefore, should also be known and observed according to the instruction of the Lord about them. Since life under and through the grace of God is highly distinct from life that is not lived under and through grace, life according to the grace of God cannot be known and learned according to the concepts of those who have not lived or do not live by it, but only by what grace itself teaches us about how to live with it or how to live and walk by it. The person who receives the gift of being in the position of life under grace, or in the condition of being able to live and walk through grace, does not know in advance what it is like to live and walk by grace, since, in its vast majority, before people are taught to live and walk in this new position and new condition of life, they were taught to live in ways contrary to life according to the grace of God. In His Scriptures, God has already demonstrated that all people, without exception, have departed from life under His grace and have become deprived of life according to the will of God, and even much more of the teaching on how they could live by grace. Whether they have lived according to the figure so-called Jew, typifying those who sought to establish their righteousness by their works before God to attain the grace of the Lord, or whether they have lived according to the figure so-called Greek, typifying the people who basically seek to live by the most varied natural forms or by trust in the most diverse kinds of gods and beliefs, all have departed from true life in accordance with the heavenly grace. Through subjection to sin, all abstained from an appropriate understanding of the grace of God, both those who sought to serve the unique God, the Creator God of heaven and the earth, to obtain grace by works of human hands, as those who despised their Creator worshipping the creation or, even, not acknowledging the existence of the Lord who is above all and above everything. Romans 3:9b-12. For we have previously charged both Jews and Greeks that they are all under sin. As it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. There is none who understands, there is none who seeks after God. They have all turned aside, they have together become unprofitable, there is none who does good, no, not one. Considering that the vast majority of the aspects of God's grace are initially new or unknown to those who come to establish a closer relationship with it, even the most advanced techniques or means by which people have been trained to learn the natural things in life are not sufficient to learn how God's grace works on their behalf and how they can relate to it. Therefore, one of the first lessons a person needs to receive to grow in the relationship with the grace one has accepted in his or her life is that the saving grace itself is also the grace that teaches people to live the novelty of life that has been granted through it. To learn about grace is not to learn about it only by the means that a person learned about other things before knowing grace. Learning about the Lord's grace, and how it works, also involves learning through the very action or cooperation of the grace of God and the means that this grace uses to teach us. From the receiving of grace to a life under grace or by faith in grace, a person is called to learn many new aspects about how to live and walk according to the Lord's will, but also, and first, to be attentive to the fact that by being called to live and walk by grace, one is also called to a new way of being taught by the grace of the Lord. The person who receives the grace of God in his or her life, and is placed under the grace of the Lord, also has access to the mind of Christ, through fellowship with the Lord, and begins to have the Lord himself or his grace as his or her instructor. Those who come to the Lord to be delivered from the yoke of bondage, and to live under the grace of God, also receive grace or the giver of grace as their instructor to be taught to live and walk under and through this grace, exemplified below by a passage from the book of Matthew and even more explicitly by a text from the book of Titus, as follows. Matthew 11, 28-30. Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Titus 2, 11-14. For the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all men, teaching us that, denying ungodliness and worldly lusts, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in the present age, looking for the blessed hope and glorious appearing of our great God and Savior Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us, that he might redeem us from every lawless deed and purify for himself his own special people, zealous for good works. When we observe in the Scriptures that the Spirit of the Lord is also presented as the Spirit of grace, we can see that it is the coming of the Spirit of grace from the Lord to our heart that enables us to be taught in all that we need to live and walk according to the will or the truth of God. John 14:26. But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things, and bring to your remembrance all things that I said to you. The human being, in his mere natural perspective, cannot comprehend the breadth of God's grace, cannot understand grace combined with the righteousness of God, and cannot understand that the grace of God is the offer of a life according to the will of God and not a life according to the law of Moses or by the efforts of human works, for life according to grace is discerned only spiritually through the one who grants it. 1 Corinthians 2, 6-16. However, we speak wisdom among those who are mature, yet not the wisdom of this age, nor of the rulers of this age, who are coming to nothing. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the ages for our glory, which none of the rulers of this age knew, for had they known, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. But as it is written, eye has not seen, nor ear heard, nor have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for those who love him. But God has revealed them to us through his Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, yes, the deep things of God. For what man knows the things of a man except the spirit of the man which is in him? Even so no one knows the things of God except the Spirit of God. Now we have received, not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is from God, that we might know the things that have been freely given to us by God. These things we also speak, not in words which man's wisdom teaches but which the Holy Spirit teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. But the natural man does not receive the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him, nor can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. But he who is spiritual judges all things, yet he himself is rightly judged by no one. For who has known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. The grace of God, which has been presented to us mainly through the Lord Jesus Christ and the work of salvation for our benefit, revealed a new way of living and walking as well. and it is at the very source that broadly made known this newness of life that it is also found the teaching on how each one can live under and by this grace of the Lord in the most diverse circumstances of life. The coming of Christ into the world, as the Son of Man, revealed a new way of living and walking, but also a new means and a new way for each person to be taught, which an individual can only find in the Lord. The new means and way of teaching that there are under the grace of the Lord are part of God's new covenant offered to human beings in Christ Jesus, by which the Lord Himself assumes a commitment of teaching directly every individual who receives this new covenant in the heart. We also recall that a more detailed description of the direct teaching of the Lord to each person who comes to Him through the new covenant is more broadly presented in the materials called Knowing About God or Knowing God, the Gospel of the Glory of God and the Glory of Christ, and the Core Principle of Life for a Christian.